Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, July 2nd. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version and we are entering a new section in our reading plan. Jesus as the fulfillment of the covenant. Throughout our study, we've looked at various themes in the Old Testament and read about how Jesus is the fulfillment of prophecies and promises. And for the next few weeks, we'll zoom in on the life of Jesus and see him as the fulfillment of God's promised covenant with his people. And so today in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 56, we'll read about the announcement of Jesus' birth. I'm excited about this section of scripture and look forward to the days to come. I hope that you are having a wonderful Sunday. We are actually in South Carolina this week, enjoying some time with family and thankful for the opportunity to be away. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 56. The title in my Bible says, "The Birth of Jesus Foretold." In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Now the title says, Mary visits Elizabeth. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to the town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Did you notice the language about our Lord Jesus in verse 32? When the angel came to Mary, it says, "He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." It's just a reminder that the whole of Scripture from beginning to end is telling one story. We read in the last few weeks about the messianic hope, the eschatological deliverer, to use all those big words. And now we're seeing Jesus is the one who has come to fulfill that great hope. As we close today, I'm turning to a book called Praying Through the Bible for Your Kids by Nancy Guthrie. And I want to just read several of the prayers at the bottom of the different daily entries. And I hope that as I pray them, that they will speak to you and that the Lord would be at work in our midst. Spirit, speak to us and to our children through the preaching of your word, the reading of your word, and through our own speaking of your word. Break through the familiarity, the resistance, and the hardness, and pierce our loved ones' hearts in such a way that they will be willing to repent and be joyful about identifying with you. Lord, when I'm tempted to resent the costly sacrifice of parenting, help me to see that every time I have to die to my own plans, you are adding to my life, not taking from it. Keep up your work of shaping me into the image of your Son, no matter what it may cost me. Lord, so often the words that come out of my mouth are thoughtless, harsh, and cold. I need your Spirit to work in me so that my words to my family will be filled with the fruit of the Spirit, full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Jesus, you are the true King who did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. We know that when you return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you will banish all who are not loyal to you. Until then, you offer a way back into your good graces to all who have not been faithful to you. You invite your enemies to become friends. Lord, would you work in me, and would you work in our loved one to instill in us a deep and abiding loyalty to you as we wait for you to come again and establish your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.